W-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Macabre misfortune.
I'm watching you.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 60 of Macabre Misfortunes.
What up, y'all?
So Tracy, can you imagine being married to someone for 11 years and then suddenly finding out that the person that you're married to is not who they said they were at all?
Let me think about that for a second. See, me and Chris were married for 11 years. Nah, I guess he was all right. No. The answer's no.
Let me make sure that... Well, that's what happened to Sandra Boss. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. In the mid-1990s, a Stanford graduate by the name of Sandra Boss was getting her MBA at Harvard when her sister introduced her to a man named Clark Rockefeller. And yes, he's a descendant of one of America's most wealthy and well-known families, the Rockefellers. He wore custom-made clothing, collected expensive art, and he had a very upscale New York apartment. Now, Sandra found him charming, and things kind of clicked between them, and surely you would know just a couple of months later, they got married.
Well, didn't waste no time.
No. Boss and Rockefeller spent the next 11 years together. They had a pretty stable life, but this was primarily because of Sandra's wealth and her job as a consultant. The two had a daughter. Check this name out. Ray Storrow Mills Rockefeller. R-E-I-G-H-S-T-O-R-R-O-W.
I'll be dang.
Mills Rockefeller. Never heard of half of those names.
Well, I know, but when she's in kindergarten, she had to learn to write all that crap.
I know it. Anyways, they affectionately called their daughter Snooks.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah. That's a lot better than trying to go all the way through. Now, that was 2001 when the little girl was born. Their marriage kind of started to fall apart right after that. Primarily because of little things that Clark was doing. Like, he was a stay-at-home dad, which there's nothing wrong with that. But he also had no problem spending Sandra's money to keep up his lavish lifestyle and appearance. So Sandra started to be concerned when Clark's story started to become inconsistent, we'll say.
I mean, did he had his own money, though, right?
Supposedly. Oh. As you're going to find, things aren't always what they say.
Okay.
The other red flag was that he would suddenly insist, for what appeared to be no reason at all, that they need to move.
Ask for much, do you?
It'll start making sense in a little bit. But this happened more than a few times. So just randomly, just imagine you're living in a place, everything seems to be fine, and your husband's like, we need to move.
Well, I would have been like, see ya.
So in 2007, she served him with divorce papers. Now, since Clark had no job and was completely a mystery, Sandra was awarded full custody of their daughter. You'll be shocked at what happens next, and I'll tell you about that right after this quick sponsor break.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
So Clark Rockefeller was given 3 court-approved visitations per week with his daughter. In one of these visits in 2008, Clark disappeared with his daughter while Sandra was waiting in a hotel room in Boston Hotel. They were supposedly just going to be walking through Boston Common, which is a very obviously a very public place, but they just disappeared. When investigators tried to track down Clark Rockefeller, they ended up with more questions than they did had answers. He didn't have a Social Security card or a driver's license or even a credit card in his name. So they showed his picture on the news to try to get somebody to respond. Callers gave at least 4 different names to go with the man that they saw on TV.
Oh, man.
Then a friend, one of his friends, actually came forward with what would be crucial information that would crack the case wide open. Rockefeller had been at their house the night before and had a glass of wine. The friend had the unwashed glass that he had used, and they brought it to police. Police were able to get fingerprints off of the glass. They matched German immigrant Christian Carl Gerhard Streeten. Hope I got that right.
Daggone. Didn't nobody have a short name back in the day?
Well, the Gerhard Streeten was one name.
Oh, well, but damn, that's a whole alphabet.
He had come to the U.S. 30 years earlier. He had grown up in a middle-class family in a little small town in Germany. He moved to the U.S. as a teen, where he stayed with a family in Connecticut while he was claiming that he was an exchange student at a local high school. He wasn't. He later got married and divorced, landing him a green card, which he needed, and he moved to Los Angeles under the name of Christopher Chichester. He moved into an upper-class neighborhood, and he told people that he was actually part of the royal English ancestry and that he was also a TV producer. So he lived in back of a house of a woman named Dee Dee Sohus. So I guess she had like a little extra little house like a lot of people do in California, these big neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
Like Cato Kalin was living in with OJ. So anyway, she's letting him live there. Her son and daughter-in-law, also John and Linda Soho, they also lived on the property.
Mm-hmm.
Those two went missing in 1985, the son and daughter-in-law. Shortly after, so did Christopher Chichester. So the son and daughter-in-law went missing, and then he disappeared. The skeletal remains of John were actually found in the backyard of that house in 1994.
Wow.
But by that time, Christopher Chichester had changed his name to Christopher Crow. He had worked and been fired from several high-level jobs on Wall Street. Somehow, he managed to do all this with no degree, no experience, and no social security number.
Well, that's why they fired him. He sucked at his job.
That's exactly why he got fired. So eventually, investigators tracked the Soho's missing truck. Soho's, I guess, I think it was. But he apparently had taken their truck when he left. And they tracked it to him, and he disappeared again. Eventually, he showed up in Sandra Boss's life as Clark Rockefeller.
Man, oh man.
After a 5-day manhunt for him and his daughter, Clark had become Chip Smith.
Well, he came to a normal name. Good for him. I don't even know how he remembers who he is.
Now, the owner of a carriage house that he had been renting to him called police, and that's how he actually got arrested. And the daughter was safely returned to her mother.
Well, that's good.
So Gerhard Streeten was eventually convicted of kidnapping his daughter and the murder of John Sohus. Linda's body, his wife, was never found.
Mm.
He's serving 27 years to life in prison as we speak.
Wow. So I guess he didn't give any indication where her body was,
no.
Huh?
No.
Mm. What a stinkerhead.
I don't understand how people can be such con artists like that. How do you manage to move all over the country? You're able to live off other people's wealth, convince them you're all these different people.
I have no
idea. I mean, how do you get a job in the United States without a Social Security card?
That makes absolutely no sense.
And he got several.
Yeah.
On Wall Street, dealing with people's money.
Money, yep. Man, some people's got some big balls. I don't know.
They got some skills is what they got.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't realize until I was researching this, and then I heard that story. I had seen something on Dateline or something about this, but the only thing I remembered was them finding that body years later at that house.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that's the only thing that I remember at all about the story. But as I was reading that, and they said that he lived there with their son and daughter-in-law, because I remember everybody thought the son and daughter-in-law just moved.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found him in the body. And I think they found the body. No, that wasn't it. I was going to say, I think they found it after they arrested him, but I think they were searching before they even knew where he was, because he did disappear. But it did take them, because they disappeared in like 85, and it was like 9 years later before they found him. So something
I mean, did he say? I mean, how would they know to just go dig up a yard?
Oh, I don't know. He didn't say, because they had gotten him for the murder. And I think what it was is because their truck was missing, and they tracked that truck down to him.
Well, and that was a stupid thing he just did.
I don't know how they tracked the truck down to him when he didn't have any real names or anything.
Oh, that's true. Well, I don't know, but he shouldn't have took their truck. He should have done something else.
Right, or he should have just took it long enough to get somewhere and then get rid of it.
Yeah. They all screw up sometime. For sure. Dang. Yeah.
It's a crazy story, but it's amazing who you could be living with for 11 years and not have a clue.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how did they get married if he didn't have a Social Security card or nothing?
I don't know.
And think about this. When you're with somebody with 11 years, wouldn't you know if they had a Social Security card or not? Surely that comes up at some point.
I mean, you would think it would.
How many times have you had to ask me for my Social Security number? I've had to ask you for years because something was filling out.
Too many times.
And like I said, I don't know how you get a marriage license without showing a Social Security card.
It's like you said, he has skills. He pulled it off somehow, or just somebody wasn't doing their job and didn't pay attention.
Yeah, but how many times can somebody not be doing their job to get all these different jobs and get marriage certificates? And I mean, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious as to how the little girl's doing these days.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that was literally back in the 90s. So she would be, what's that, 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
She'd be probably 21, 22 years old now.
No, Josh, he was born in 91. How old was she then? Well, she was like six, wasn't she?
She was born in 2001. 2001, was it 2001, 2002?
Yep. Mm-hmm. 2001, you said. And then they got a divorce in 2007, so that would make her six. Well, that's about right then. Because, yeah, Josh was born.
Well, nobody wants to hear our math.
No, I know. God don't. You don't want to hear my math. That's for dang sure. But anyway. Yeah, but you're kind of curious. I mean, does she even knows that he's caught or in prison?
Well,
or...
surely she has to.
Yeah.
I mean, she knows she got kidnapped.
Yeah, that's true. So, probably best to say she hasn't gone for a visit.
Yeah, probably
to see dear old dad or whoever he is.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, that wraps it up. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
Bye, guys.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.